What is in Governor McDonald's letter today?
Well, first of all, the governor's in China, so this was issued by his office. It was actually written on May 6th. And as you heard in our series earlier in the week, he's expressed concern about the traffic situation on 395 right by the Mark Center. The state does have $80 million set aside to build a new lane for the hot lanes, but of course they aren't constructed yet. Mm-hmm. DOD has authorized $20 million to improve the ramps to Seminary Road, but they're just starting. So, with September 15th looming, the governor expressed concern that there would be a major traffic headache. So now he's formally asked the Department of Defense to delay moving those 6,400 people into the Mark Center, that monolith that everybody can see on 395. The problem, of course, is the law says they have to be in by September 15th of 2011.
How does that fit with the potential timeline for the Commonwealth of Virginia to get those traffic projects done that they need to?
The Seminary Road widening probably would be pretty close to being finished by a year from now. But no way would the hot lanes be finished. The hot lanes project is still basically in the design stage. It's a public-private partnership. They've begun some preliminary work, but that's, you know, going to take 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And this ramp was added at the last minute. Plus, Alexandria has asked for a full environmental statement on that. So they have to do the environmental. So we're talking 18 months to 2 years before they would even get that built.
Mm-hmm.
So even if a delay in a year would not, it would just delay the traffic mess for a year.
One of the people, I talked to a person who's a former pretty high level DOD person this past weekend, and we were talking about this Mark Center move, and the lack of public transportation there. And he said part of that is you don't want a whole bunch of people just walking around necessarily on foot, being able to mix in with people that are coming and going to work.
Like at the Pentagon?
No, at the Mark Center.
Well, but that's the way it is every day at the Pentagon.
Well, and I raised the point with him that you did, that it's being so close to the highway, that's not the worst consideration.
There's a housing complex, the Southern Towers, right across the street, which is like 15 stories or something high, which is, you know, really close to. I mean, they would have had to put the metro station, you know, right at the facility. They could have put it, you know, a block away.
Mm-hmm. What's the next step here? What do we expect? Do we have any idea when we might hear something from DOD? When we might know more about Congressman Moran's bill?
Well, it's being marked up today. I don't know how far along it is. Obviously, when it's being marked up, it's a serious bill, and then it'll be considered probably sometime soon. I know that Moran has been pushing very hard for something to happen here. There are some significant security concerns, which I also will touch on the air later in the week. It's already online at WTOP.com. There are some real concerns about security at this facility. I was able to drive right onto that campus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not occupied yet, but it is, you know, under DOD control, part of it. And, you know, nobody questioned me. Nobody asked me what I was doing there. I stopped my car. I got out. I walked around. I got back into my car and drove away.
Mm.
All right. And there's no gate. Mm. All right. Maybe they will be putting one in later.
And they will now.
And then there was a report about the bomb proofing of the facility. A bomb as big as Oklahoma City could probably penetrate the building.